So, what do you want to talk about? How about WrestleMania, Welcome to the Three Count Podcast WrestleMania edition. I'm your host, Dylan Chambers. Joining me, as always, the KO to my Sammy.
Oh,
Benny, welcome to the show.
G'day, mate. How are you? The granddaddy of them all. It's here. WrestleMania.
It's here. I'm pumped. I'm super pumped. We've got a huge show for you today, too. We're going to talk all the latest news, go through the whole WrestleMania card, give the odds, our predictions. And for the three-count draft today, we're going to draft our favorite WrestleMania entrances.
There's a lot.
A very fun rabbit hole to go down on YouTube for that one. Now, you can follow us on the socials at 3Count Pod on Twitter and Facebook, at 3Count Podcast on Instagram. Hit that subscribe or follow button on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you watch or listen to us. Now, Benny, let's get straight into the news. We've got a lot to get through today. Hall of Fame. We've got Rey Mysterio, Great Muta, Stacy Keibler, and Andy Kaufman. What are your thoughts on those?
Not a massive, really, class, is it? We all thought Batista was probably going to go and get added to it, but that hasn't happened. Usually more people, I would have thought, as well.
Do you think they're going to start doing this, adding active wrestlers to the Hall of Fame thing? I mean, like, a lot of the ones that have gone in who are now back to being active wrestlers were essentially retired.
Yeah, exactly.
But Ray feels like the first active member to go in.
Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't really make sense to me because it's usually, you know, been away from it for at least, you know, 5 or 6 years or something like that. That's how Hall of Fames usually work. So I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest, but they're obviously struggling this year for who they were going to put in. So, I mean, credit to Ray. The other three don't really excite me.
No, not too much. I mean,
Andy Kaufman, Great Muta's awesome, but, you know, Andy Kaufman had that whole stuff with Jerry the King Lawler and brought a lot of other eyes to wrestling back in the day and stuff like that. You know, Stacy did what Stacy did, but it just sort of just doesn't really feel like a big class.
Yeah, it doesn't. I agree. Lashley and Wyatt. Not on for WrestleMania. No. Have you heard? I heard somewhere that Wyatt was hurt and then he wasn't.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I think I've read this, probably the same things you've read, mate. There's all these rumors that he was injured and had an undisclosed injury or something, but then all of a sudden you hear he's not. You know, Lashley's been sort of weird where he's going to be. Like, he's in the Andre the Memorial Battle Royal on SmackDown, and then, you know, it's just a weird situation. I don't know what's going on with Bray there.
It is very odd. Matt Cardona wants to be the replacement for Bray Wyatt. So we will see. Solo Sikoa had his first loss to Cody Rhodes. What are your thoughts on them giving Solo an L?
Yeah, I probably would have waited. It's kind of, I guess it's just to push the whole Cody narrative that he can beat the Bloodline and stuff, which I've got a few thoughts on that when we get to the main event later on. So we'll see how we go there.
Stay tuned. Now, someone who's still undefeated is Gunther. He's undefeated on the main roster. Now, Alexa Bliss was away for a little while. We found out why. She was on The Masked Singer, the Axolotl. So well done, Alexa Bliss. Now, people who are no longer with the WWE, it's official Naomi is, yeah, she's been away for a while, but she's officially no longer with the WWE. And Goldberg's contract is done. Which apparently Tony Khan is paying attention to.
Good. Good. Good.
Stay away, Tony. Yeah. Stay away. Love Goldberg in his time, but it's time to be done with Goldberg.
It's now. Time to be done for sure. Like, we just don't need him there anymore.
What is he going to be, like, Sting and Darby Allin against, you know, Who's the Goldberg, like Wardlow and Goldberg?
Wardlow and Goldberg, there you go. That's a good one. You got Jeff Jarrett there as well. So, like, I mean,
oh, jeez. Hey,
and then we could get bring back Andrade, and, you know, Ric Flair and Andrade can get together, and we could just have an old, wow, old man's
basically
battle.
The old WCW.
I love it. Not really, but yeah.
Now we'll get to some rumors that have been making the rounds. A certain superstar, Randy Orton, will be at WrestleMania weekend.
I did see that. I'm pumped. I love a bit of RKO out of nowhere. So, well, we do know it's coming though. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what sort of context he's there in, whether he's just sort of a backstage segment or bring back RNN, Randy Nightly News, you know, with his injury updates.
To me, I mean, they probably wouldn't insert him at the top so quickly, but a Cody Rhodes feud.
Yeah, yeah.
That just screams money. A rumored Gangrel appearance may be happening in Edge's entrance.
Well, just on that as well, I did read a report literally 10 minutes ago. Take it with a grain of salt, but it said that Tony Khan has given Christian Cage 1 day away from AEW, and he is allowed to turn up at WrestleMania if they do the Brood entrance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, spoiler alert, you know, breaking news here on 3Count Podcast. If it happens, if it doesn't happen, then I never said anything.
That would be incredible.
Massive.
Bring it on. Now, there's rumors that a new title is ready to be debuted in place of the Universal and WWE Championships.
Well,
we've heard rumors of this Winged Eagle belt, but
have you seen the picture
of the Winged Eagle belt
with the Cody belt though?
Yeah,
it looks good. It looks good. I was going to talk about it later, but obviously we've got to bring it up now. But is it real?
I don't know. I don't think it's a swerve.
I think it's got to be a swerve.
I think it's a swerve for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to a little bit of AEW stuff. Now, I know you wanted to get into this a little bit. We had Kenny Omega's a match with Vikingo the other day on Dynamite, which was Dave Meltzer gave it 5 stars. I thought it was an incredible match. Just showcase some of like just some incredible moves. But yeah, have your rant. I know you want a rant.
Just Spot Monkey, mate. It's just Spot Monkey Central. It was great to watch. We all know it was great to watch. I even got people who don't watch wrestling at work to come over and watch the match when I was watching it the other day again for the second time. But come on. There's just, if you're a purist, you're not going to love the match, are you? But Dave Meltzer says he's a purist. You know, he whinges about all these silly things in life. And then he goes and gives it a 5-star rating. I'm surprised he didn't give it 10 stars, to be honest. Like, what they did in the ring was absolutely athletic and amazing, and I love to watch it, but it's just not Spot Monkey. That's all I'm going to say.
So you don't think it's up there with Owen and Brett at WrestleMania?
No, it's not up there with Fandango versus Jericho at WrestleMania. No, okay, let's not go too far. But look, no. To be honest, it was great. I love watching it. But yeah, it's just one spot after another. There was too much waiting for moves. They were just standing there waiting. Like, we all get that, you know, you have to be safe and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, he's just standing there for 10 seconds waiting for Vikingo, or however you say his name, to psych himself up and bounce off the ropes 57 times and do a 750 million spin. Sorry. Okay. I've ranted enough. Move on.
Okay. Not a fan. now, we don't have any concrete news on FTR's contract status, but they have made a decision. We don't know what it is. They will tell us in their own time, but they have taken a challenge against the Guns, where if they lose, they will quit AEW. This screams swerve to me, and they've re-signed.
That is swerve to a T. Has to be.
Yeah. Okay. Both on the same page there. And lastly, Taya Valkyrie, she debuted on AEW. Will she be the one to beat Jade Cargill?
Probably not, no.
I hope so. I don't know who will do it if it's not Taya. They need to do something.
Well, I was going to say Sasha. Like, that was the first thing that popped into my head, but Sasha's got to be higher than that title, doesn't she? Yeah. She'd have to come in at the top.
I think so. I think it's about time to change it. But anyway, that's enough AEW. Let's get into WrestleMania. Benny, your favorite moment of the podcast. It's quiz time.
I've been agonizing over this for the last 24 hours.
Obviously, it is quiz time.
I've watched every bit of WrestleMania that there has ever been, but I've got the worst memory as the older I get. There's so much WrestleMania to try and remember. If I get even one correct today, I'll be happy.
I think you'll get some, but let's get into it. WrestleMania 39 comes to us from Los Angeles, which was originally supposed to play host to WrestleMania 37. It was relocated due to COVID. How many times previously has LA hosted the event?
LA. Well, we know we've already had the you know, WrestleMania Goes Hollywood definitely once before. And I'm just trying to think if there's been another one, but I'm just going to go with one. It's probably two.
Three times.
Okay, there you go.
WrestleMania 2, which actually came from three different locations.
Three different venues, yeah. So that one doesn't count.
WrestleMania 7 and WrestleMania 21. Yeah. And then there were two others in Anaheim and one in Silicon Valley, technically. So there's been plenty in California. But the last time the Showcase of Immortals was in LA, Mania 21, 2005, what was the headliner?
Oh, was it JBL? Nah, I just remember watching his entrance the other day at it. That's what made me think of it when we went down the rabbit hole of entrances. That's why it popped up in my head. 21. Oh, geez, that was a long time ago, Dylan. Nah.
Triple H versus Batista.
There you go.
Main event of that one. Now, we mentioned WrestleMania 2. It was split between three cities. LA, what was the other two?
Chicago?
Yep.
And I want to say New York, but New York.
Say it. There you
New
go.
York.
Correct.
Yeah. So we got East Coast, Central, and West Coast.
Okay. Now, this one I had to do a little bit of digging for. It took me a little while, but the Rhodes family, Dusty, Dustin, and Cody have been involved in 18 WrestleMania matches between them. Mm. What is their record?
Oh,
how many wins do they have? I'll give you that. How many wins do they have in 18 WrestleMania matches?
Well, I'm going to say Dustin's got none. Maybe one. Dusty's probably got... Has he even been... I reckon they're probably 2-8.
Well, they've had 18 matches. So oh,
right.
18.
I missed the 18. No, so 2-16.
Correct.
Yeah.
2-16.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you wouldn't be able to name their two wins.
Well, Cody last year against Seth.
Yep. Actually, sorry. My bad. They are 3-16.
Oh, 3-16.
I forgot last year.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That's my bad on that one. But Dusty's only appeared at WrestleMania once.
That's what I was going to say.
He teamed with Sapphire to beat Randy Savage and Queen Sherry in a mixed tag team match.
That was when he wore the polka dot outfit. I remember that.
That's right. That's right. And Cody actually defeated Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania 27.
There you go. And Dustin's, right.
Poor old Gold Dust is 0-10.
Yeah, that's right. I definitely remember seeing that. Yeah.
A lot of those were in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So
fair enough.
What is Roman Reigns' Mania record?
How many has he had?
He's had 9.
5-4.
7-2.
Wow, there you go.
Can you tell me who accounted for those two losses?
Triple H? No.
Heist of the century.
Yeah. Seth Rollins.
And the other man that was in that event as well, Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, there you go, yeah.
There you go. After this year, Reigns will tie the most Mania main events. Tie second with Triple H with 7. Who has the most?
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan has 8. So if Reigns can get to the main event next year, he will tie Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
7 wrestlers will be making their WrestleMania debuts this year. Oh, can you name them?
No. Oh, actually, yeah. Let me look at the card quickly. This would be a tough one. Probably 2 of the girls from Damage Control.
Correct.
Omos?
No. Omos was last year.
Okay. Raquel?
Yep.
Chelsea Green?
Yep.
So what's that for?
Actually, to be honest, Chelsea is an extra addition because when I wrote this, they hadn't qualified yet. There are 8.
The Viking Raiders?
Yep. You're almost there.
Oh. Otis?
No.
No?
I'll give it to you. So the last, Shotzi is one. And Gunther.
Oh, of course.
Gunther making his WrestleMania debut. Lastly, who has the most consecutive WrestleMania matches?
Ooh. See.
The answer is 19.
Oh. Randy Orton?
Kane. Undertaker has 18 in a row. Kane has 19 in a row.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. All right, that is the quiz. You're done for this year.
I just want to mention as well, just quickly, when I was going through some statistics, they call him Mr. WrestleMania HBK, right? What's his record?
It's probably not that great.
6-11. Well, Mr. WrestleMania.
It's nice to know he puts people over.
Can I just mention that Brett's 8-6? So.
Oh, okay. Talk to Seth Rollins about wins. You know, you don't need to win them all to be the benchmark. Let's pump through the NXT Stand and Deliver card first. I'm just going to ask for your prediction. We'll pump through it as quickly as possible. Chase U and Tyler Bate against Schism, 8-person tag match.
Schism.
I've got Schism too, with Hudson turning on Chase U. Triple threat tag team match, Gallus, Creed Brothers, and The Family.
I like the Creed Brothers, actually.
Yep. I like The Family for this one. They're the outsiders, but I think that could be fun. Johnny Gargano, Grayson Waller.
Well, we've got to go with our boy Waller.
Gargano and Grayson moving up to main roster for me.
Well, I was going to talk about that later.
Okay. Fatal 5-Way for the NXT North American title. Wesley, Dragon Lee, Ilya Dragunov, JD McDonough, and Axiom.
I think Dragunov.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I've got Dragon Lee.
Well, you'd think Dragon Lee because obviously, you know, he's got to come in and do that. But I like Dragon.
NXT Women's Tag Title Match. Fallon Henley, Kiana James against Alba Fire and Isla Dawn.
I don't mind Alba Fire, so I'm going to go with them.
I think Dawn and Fire could create a pretty cool tag team. So I think that's how it's going to be. NXT Women's Championship Ladder Match. Roxanne Perez is officially in the match. She will be there alongside Zoe Stark, Gigi Dolan, Tiff Stratton, Lara Valkyria, and Indy Hartwell.
Well, we love Indy, but you'd have to think Perez is going to come back and get the title.
I agree. It would be amazing to see Indy win that. But yes, Roxanne for me as well. NXT Championship, Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes.
I think Hayes, and then obviously I'll talk about Bron later.
I've got Hayes too, and Bron.
Yeah.
Moving on up. Yeah. All right. Time to get to the WrestleMania card. Now, let's start off with the match we officially know is going to be the first match of WrestleMania weekend. US title match, Austin Theory, John Cena. Theory, $1.38. John Cena, $2.85.
Yeah. Well, if Cena wins, we riot. that's what I'm kind of going with. I think Theory will dominate early. You know, Cena will make the comeback, get the crowd pumped and that kind of stuff. I think it could go both ways, but Theory wins the title, I think. But this is where I was thinking. Cena wins the title, comes out on Raw, open challenge, and this is where somebody like a Bron Breakker or a Grayson Waller comes out and challenges Cena for the US title and wins the US title on Monday Night Raw.
Okay, I did not think about that. That is a great theory.
So it's there you go. It really could go either way. I think with that happening, Theory can then make his push for the main card sort of roster. Otherwise, if Theory wins the title, he stays just in that mid-card sort of level.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with, I think Cena should put him over to, you know, elevate him. But also, I think it elevates him more by him losing. Cena wins the title. We get to bring somebody else up. So that's what I'm going to go with for that one.
Cena winning.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cena winning. Okay.
Well, yeah, I've got Theory. I mean, I didn't think of that option, but you know, I thought Cena's not coming back for a title run. But I also think Theory boasting a win over Cena at Mania will give him material for years to come.
Yeah, it's massive. It is massive. Yeah.
And obviously, Cena doesn't need the win. Theory probably does. So,
but that's, I think that it's not for a Cena title run. It's to elevate somebody else coming up on Monday Night Raw. That's where I'm going.
I feel you. All right, let's get into the Women's Showcase match. Rousey Baszler, Morgan and Rodriguez, Natalya and Shotzi, Deville and Chelsea Green. Rousey and Baszler are $1.33 favorites. Furthest outsiders, Natalya and Shotzi at 11.
Yeah, this match doesn't really need to be there, really, does it? What's with the Chelsea and Sonya team up? What happened to Carmella?
The Karens.
Yeah.
Happened to Carmella? Like Sonya. Because she teamed with Carmella and they lost. Then she teamed with Piper Niven and they lost.
They lost. Yeah. Okay.
And now she's with Deville and
they won. Yeah. Well, we all know, you know, that Queen of Spades and Ronda are going to win this quite easily. It's going to be a quick match, I think. And it might, even if it's running late, get bumped off the card. Yeah. So that's where I'm
Pre-show. pre-show maybe.
Possibly.
But yeah, take the money with this one. Rousey and Baszler, they're going to get a tag push at some point, so the win here makes sense. Men's showcase match, Profits, Alpha Academy, Viking Raiders, Strowman and Ricochet. Profits favorites at $1.83, then Strowman and Ricochet at $3, Vikings at $4, Alpha at $6.50. I've got the Profits winning this one. Feel good winners from a popcorn match. And who doesn't want to hear their entrance music more than once?
Yep, I completely agree with you on that sense. Just a little swerve. I think, you know, there's all this talk that the Profits are going to split up. So do they need the title? Do they need to win this? To how long are Ricochet and Braun going to stay together? So they won't win. And then you've got Otis at the moment with the, you know, Maxine models. So I'm going to go with the Viking Raiders as a big upset.
Okay, nice. Yeah. I mean, I do feel there's a big Chad Gable babyface push coming.
Yeah.
Maybe not a top tier, but a push in any case. So, but I don't think any of that's going to happen this week.
The only thing that stops me with, like, I've picked the Viking Raiders, I've already done it, but the only thing that really puts me against that is because they took the L the other, like, on Raw, so it's kind of tough for them to come back and win it. But I feel like they might be able to just sneak the victory. And then they're the only real tag team in the match, so give them a push, you know. So
that is true. $4, get on it. Yeah. Six women tag team match, Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch, and Lita against Damage Control. Trish, Becky, and Lita paying $1.38. Damage Control, $2.85.
Do you get the Trish heel turn here? You know?
Look. This is where I'm going. I've got Damage Control in this one. Either Trish turns or we see a Baszler and Rousey appearance to somehow cost the baby faces the match. Because I think if Damage Control loses, the faction's kind of done.
Yeah.
But I don't see it happening yet. I've got Damage Control for the win.
Well, I'm going to go with the faces here. I'm going to go with the nostalgic big crowd pop of Lita and Trish and big time Bex just having a bit of fun with them. So I'm going to go to them guys.
Okay.
Girls.
Father versus son. Singles match. Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio. Dominic the favorite at $1.47. Rey at $2.52. Where are you going with this one, Benny?
This one is just a coin toss. There's so many different things they could do. Rey's going into the Hall of Fame. How does he lose when he goes into the Hall of Fame? But this comes back to what we're talking about before. Why is he going in while he's an active wrestler? I'm going to go Dominic with this one. My biggest thing is I really would love for Dominic's entrance for him to come out in a lowrider wearing a Latino Heat shirt. That would be, for me, the ultimate thing.
I love it. That would be brilliant. Now, I'm going differently here. I've got Rey. You know, I know his career's winding down, but I think the rivalry has legs to keep going.
Yeah, it makes sense.
If Dom kind of wins, I feel like it kind of squashes that. Plus, with Rey going to the Hall of Fame, I think him winning makes sense. So I've got Rey as the underdog winning here.
Yeah, listeners, follow the smart money with Dylan.
Benny's don't match listen of to the my night. Tips. Benny's match of the night, Brock Lesnar and Omos. Lesnar paying $1.20, Omos $4. Now, we've also got some other odds I'll throw out at you here. The over-under for how long the match is going to go for.
Yeah,
under 5 minutes, paying $1.44, over $2.62. So we ain't going to be here long.
It's definitely going under five.
And over under for suplexes. We've got the three. under at 5.5, and over is 5.5 is $1.34 under. Over is $3. So they don't think he's going to get tossed around a lot.
Yeah, I said three before you gave me the over under. So yeah, there you go.
Take the unders on both.
You know, I really don't want this match because you know how much I love Omos and I don't want him to get hurt. So that's my main reason I don't want this match. I think it's going to be one of those matches where Omos is going to get on top of him a little bit and then obviously Brock's just going to demolish him. He's going to try and do his shit selling and all that kind of stuff. You know, he might come out and just squash him, but I don't think so. And I'm afraid Brock might put him over, but I just don't think he will.
No, look, I was thinking, like, because there are rumors that Lesnar's getting ready to call it quits, but I don't think he's going to put Omos over on the way out.
But there's everyone backstage loves Omos. They think he's got something. They think he's money. Like, everybody talks. Taker said it. Kevin Nash said it. Triple H likes, like, everybody likes him. They all think he's money.
Funny thing, this is a bit of a random tangent here. My wife loves reality TV, and there's a show with Andy Cohen, who created all the Housewives.
Yeah.
and they do like a little talk show, go through all the, you know, what's happening in all these reality shows. Omos was on it.
There you go.
As just standing there. yeah, a little bit of a chat, but yeah, it was very interesting to see him there. But look, this match is here to see whether Lesnar can suplex or F5 Omos. Nothing to do with the result.
Yeah, yeah. It's can like he the, do it? The whole, yeah, Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
The big man, the big spectacle. But Brock, yeah. He'll, Brock, he'll do Brock, it.
Brock for me. I hope he's been lifting because...
he's a big boy.
He's a big boy, but yes, yeah, definitely Brock here. All right, we move on. This one's a definitely guaranteed Saturday match as well. So Sunday over here. Seth Rollins, Logan Paul. Rollins paying $1.67, Paul $2.10, and Logan Paul to film himself doing a move, $2.75.
Been done.
Yeah, I'm taking Rollins. Time to get his big win. He continues to lose all these big matches, but he continues to be the benchmark, as I mentioned earlier. We've been surprised by Paul in the past, but look, I'm looking forward to seeing him wrestle a full match as a heel to kind of see what he's made of.
Interesting. I didn't think you'd go with Seth. So, again, we're going something different. I think this will be an athletic matchup. We all know that. It's going to be, you know, it's going to, Seth can carry a match and Logan's good at what he does. So, I think it's going to be fun. I just hope they don't get caught up in trying to do too many spots kind of thing, because that can sort of take away from the match a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that Logan takes the win here, and we all know that Seth taking an L doesn't mean that he can't come out on Raw and win the title. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he could just, at any moment, Seth could come out if Cody wins and challenge him, and then Seth finally gets that win against Cody and wins the title, and Cody has a one-day reign. So... that won't happen. That won't happen. But I'm just saying that, like, that's, we all believe in Seth that much. That,
yeah,
he can take
a loss. Doesn't really affect him.
Yeah, exactly right. And yeah, I'm going to go with Logan.
All right. Hell in a Cell. Edge against what's officially been named now as the Demon, Finn Balor. Balor at $1.50. Edge at $2.40. Now, every time I think Edge is about to put someone over, he gets the win.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I am going with Balor with maybe a little bit of help from the Judgment Day.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're on the same, yeah, finally we're on the same wavelength. I think Edge does the job for Balor here as well. This one here is going to be an epic. Obviously, the entrances will be epic. Demon Balor and possibly the Brood entrance. So that will be fun. Hell in a Cell is always good. So, but I think Balor wins. I hope there's just not too much Gaga in it. That's the only thing for me.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting. Have they ever had a Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania? Like the cell hanging there above a stadium?
Well, they've had plenty of other things above the ring. So, I mean, they had a massive ring above the ring last time they were out there, didn't they?
That is true. All right. Intercontinental title, triple threat. Gunther, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus. Sheamus, the favorite, at $1.90. Gunther at $2.10. Drew at $5. Where are you going with this one, Benny?
I'm going with, this is going to be the show stealer of the whole WrestleMania weekend. Well, it has the potential to be anyway. It's going to just going to be an epic match. It's going to be a hard-hitting, just demolition sort of style match. And I think the whole friendship between Sheamus and Drew is going to cause an end up bit of a friction, and then Gunther's going to steal the win.
Okay. I agree with you. I thought it was really hard to split Gunther and Sheamus, because obviously we want Sheamus to get that IC title.
Yeah.
I can see a world where Sheamus pins Drew, so Gunther, he gets a rematch because he wasn't pinned in it. But I don't think that'll happen. I'm with you. I got Gunther for the win here.
Do we get like a claymore and a bro kick at the same time, and then Gunther just
covers both of them?
Yeah.
Covers both.
There we go.
There are a lot of markets there for who's going to get pinned in this match. I didn't see both. Let's move on. The Raw Women's Championship. Bianca Belair, Asuka. Belair at $1.72. Asuka at $2. For me, get on Belair. That's the best odds you'll ever get for $1.72. Because she ain't losing this one.
Nah, I'm going to go with Bianca as well. It wouldn't surprise me if Asuka wins. But, you know, because Charlotte broke Asuka's streak at one stage, so now Asuka can break Bianca's streak. But just the build-up for this match has been terrible. There's just no fanfare about it at all. It's just not even exciting me whatsoever. And we all know how much you love Bianca Belair. So
yeah, I feel like on this week's Raw too, they were like, oh, shoot, we better put a vignette on how good Asuka is so everyone doesn't forget.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it'd be better if they just went into that whole brooding Asuka different character thing, but they've just done nothing with it. It's been terrible.
No, she's just been spitting at people.
It's like, next.
Yeah. So we won't spend too much time on that one. SmackDown Women's Championship match. Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley. Ripley, $1.17.
Woo!
Flair, $4.50.
Woo! Oh, hey, is that what it's at? That's what we're referring to, are we? Or are we still?
That is what we're referring to.
Okay.
Rhea, bloody Ripley. She's going to get the win. Time for Charlotte to return the favor. And my other thought was this. You know, people are getting behind Rhea, right?
Yeah.
And she's on this heel team of like, it makes her a lot easier to hate if she's got the title. She can continue to be a really good heel with the title, but if she's still like striving for the title, people are going to still want to get behind her.
Yeah.
Rhea at $1.17 for me.
Yeah, I'm all aboard the Rhea hype train as well. Obviously, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And then, you know, of course they have to take the title off Charlotte so that she can get it back and continue, you know, having the most reigns. So, but yeah, go Rhea.
Why is this never a comment by all the challengers? Oh, you're 14-time champion. It means you lost it 14 times.
Yeah, exactly right.
It doesn't happen often. But anyway, the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match, the Usos against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. KO and Sami, $1.14. Usos, $5.
Yeah, well, this is the culmination of Sami Zayn-ia. We've been building up to it for so long with the Bloodline. We all knew it was coming. We were hoping it was going to be Sami versus Roman, but it hasn't happened. I don't know if I kind of wish this wasn't for both titles, if that makes sense. I kind of wish it was just for one. But, yeah, we all know that KO and Sami are going over. This could elevate Jey Uso a little bit more as well, depending on what he does in the match. I think he could sort of possibly go down a solo run or something there somewhere from this again. Jimmy might take a little bit of a back step as well, but KO and Sami for the win.
I mean, when I was looking at this, obviously KO and Sami, you think they're going to win, but it keeps getting in my head that all the titles can't change hands on WrestleMania. But I just can't see them losing this one. I mean, Sami lost the big one at the Chamber. This is good compensation.
Does KO turn on Sami and join the Bloodline? No, I'm just kidding. Imagine that one.
Does Jay turn on Jimmy and that's how KO and Sami win?
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Definitely KO and Sami. Now, before we get to the main one, I'll throw this out to you. What do you think should be the headliner for WrestleMania Saturday?
Probably the tag match almost, or the IC title, actually.
I agree. I mean, I think the way the storyline's gone, I think the tag title deserves to be.
Yeah.
Depending on how they have it finishing.
Well, true. If the Usos win, then no. If it's Sami and KO, you can have the big fanfare of them winning the titles, the best friends reunited, beating the Bloodline, fireworks going off crazy, and them celebrating in the ring.
Yeah, I can see that more than I can see fireworks for Rhea winning the title, which is a shame, but, you know, it's a stacked card.
Or the Hell in the Cell as well, possibly.
Absolutely.
There's so many.
But yeah, I mean, it was originally said that it was going to be Rhea and Charlotte, and then I think there's been pivoting backstage to the tag titles, but
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see anyway.
Yeah.
We have one more match to go. The undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. Cody at $1.37, Roman at $2.90. Now, I know you've got a take on this, Benny, and I'm interested to hear it. Fire away.
Well, you know, we've got to finish the story, right? So Cody has to win, right? Wrong. I don't know. Or is it right? I don't know. But Roman will break at least Hogan's record, right? Wrong. I don't know. Is it right? I don't know. This is too much for me. I'm so torn with this. Obviously, I want Cody to win, but Reigns has been so good as champion. So I'm just, if Roman's going to be a bit more part-time, then obviously you want Cody to have the title. But I don't know.
I mean, I did see reports that Roman is getting ready to take a leave of absence.
Yeah.
But that is when he loses the titles. It did not say after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Do we long play this and make Cody wait?
I think I'm going to go.
No, we don't.
You're going with Cody?
I'm going with Cody. The bloodline implodes. It's just like the odds predict, as much as I hate to go with the odds all the time. But yeah.
Well, I'm going to be cheering Cody on, but I'm going to say Roman wins and bad luck.
It just blows everything up.
Nah, look, Cody will win. Cody will win. But yeah, you can edit that out if Roman wins. Okay.
Okay. I'll snip that bit out. That is it for the WrestleMania card. Now it's time for three count draft. Best WrestleMania entrances.
Whew.
There's a lot of great entrances.
A lot
of them are more towards the later WrestleManias where they had a little bit more budget for it.
True. Very true.
But there are some fantastic ones. I'm torn. There are, to me, there's maybe like two or three which I could put in that top spot.
I've got two.
You know where I'm going, though.
Yeah, have you got the first pick?
I've got the first pick.
Yeah, okay.
Fairly obvious.
Mania 12.
I'm a bit of a homer. Mania 12, Shawn Michaels coming in from the rafters. I feel like that was the first big WrestleMania entrance.
Yeah, 100%.
Obviously, a lot have been done bigger and better, but that is the iconic one for me.
Yeah. Look, if I had the number one pick, I probably would have taken that as well. My number one pick is torn now because if I pick this one, I feel like you're going to take the other one that I want, and it's really annoying.
Play the mind games with it. You know, maybe you should see if it lasts back to you.
Nah, you'd think I'm going to take a Homer pick, but I'm not. I'm going to go with WrestleMania 31. I'm going to go with Rusev when he came out in the tank.
Yeah. That was freaking... I watched that again and I'd forgotten about like just how epic it is to see a tank come out.
Yeah, crazy. crazy.
All right. I'm going to take one which is not very old. And I feel like I've watched this entrance about 45 times. Cody Rhodes last year, WrestleMania 38. Just, you know, it was part of that. You didn't know who it was going to be, you know. Part of this, obviously, he used the old song, which you weren't expecting. Lights went out, and Cody Rhodes, WrestleMania 38.
I still get chills from that. That was I when I watched it yesterday, and rewatched them all this morning again to get my sort of list. That still gives me chills. So, all right. Well, I'm going to take Mania 31 again, and Triple H coming out as the Terminator.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that was epic.
I'll add that in because I did not have that on my list. I did have Triple H twice on my list, but
I've got him about seven times on my list.
well, okay. I'll just go with another Triple H one then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take him from WrestleMania 30 on the throne with Alexa Bliss, Charlotte and Sasha Banks all kind of bringing him to the ring.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty epic, Triple H.
That was a pretty epic one. There's so many on this list, it's hard to... All right, I'm going to go with a bit of a funny one. WrestleMania 32. I'm going to go with the New Day with the big Bootio box.
The Bootio's box. Yeah. That was probably like two or three down for me. So
yeah.
Yeah, so good.
I love that. Love that one.
All right. Where do we go from here? So many. All right, I'm going to go with WrestleMania 20.
20?
Undertaker.
Okay.
Undertaker, he'd been the American Badass. He'd been buried alive.
Oh, yeah.
And he made his comeback at WrestleMania 20. All the lights went out, and then we heard the... from Paul Bearer, and Paul Bearer came out with the urn. WrestleMania 20 Undertaker.
Nice. Okay, well, if you're going to take a Taker one, I think I'm going to have to take a Taker one. I've got Taker on here a couple of times. I'm going to take WrestleMania 30.
That was the other Taker one I had as well.
Yeah, all the caskets of the previous victims that he'd beaten. And then he turns around and he just goes like that with his hand, and then the open casket for Brock catches on fire.
The lightning hits it.
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
That was. All right. Okay, this is WrestleMania 37. Now, while the match wasn't that great, the entrance was awesome. The Fiend. Now, he comes through the metal cage. His attire changes. I don't know how they did that as he's walking. And then he's in the Jack in the Box with Alexa Bliss.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that was good.
That was an epic entrance.
I literally don't have that on my list, but that was epic. Yeah. How many we got left?
You got one pick left, my friend.
Oh, so this is tough. Do I go nostalgic? Do I go fun? Do I go... you know what? I'll save them for the honorable mentions then. All right. I've got to go WrestleMania 25. John Cena, when he had like the 500 John Cenas beside him, and, you know, it was just the old theme and they're then the new theme, and they're all just doing the hand. And yeah, that was pretty epic.
Okay. John Cena, WrestleMania 25. Okay. Yeah. I have Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 12, Cody Rhodes, WrestleMania 38, Triple H, WrestleMania 30, Undertaker, WrestleMania 20, and The Fiend from WrestleMania 37. Benny's got Rusev, WrestleMania 31, Triple H from WrestleMania 31, New Day from WrestleMania 32, Undertaker, WrestleMania 30, and Cena from WrestleMania 25. All right, Benny, what's your honorable mentions?
Well, what about HBK at WrestleMania 25? When he was like, he was God coming down all dressed in white.
The all white against Taker.
Yeah. There's another Triple H one, or two Triple H ones when he comes out on the bike. So 32, I think it was, when he came out with Steph on the back of the bike.
That was, and then 33. He had Steph on the back.
33,
that was,
yeah.
That was on my list as well.
Yeah. And then the other one was when him and Steph were both riding bikes when they were the tag match against. Yeah. That was a pretty epic one. Ric Flair, you know, when he was coming out for his last match, and it was just the fanfare, you know, the big robe and all the fireworks and that kind of stuff going off.
Speaking of that one, I'll butt in here, but Charlotte at WrestleMania 33 did the same thing. It was like she had the big peacock suit on. It was like the homage to Rick with all the fireworks going off as well. So that was a great one from Charlotte.
Yeah. Oh, and Charlotte as well, when she came out in the when she got on the helicopter. That was the
helicopter.
Right as well.
Yeah, 35.
But WrestleMania 9 for me, this is a gaga funny one. You know, WrestleMania 9 doesn't have much that people
about it. I have this one on my list as well.
And it's my first Mania memory, so this is why I remember it. But the announcers, when they came out, you know, Macho Man came out getting carried like a Roman Greek god, and then Bobby Heenan comes out sitting on a camel backwards.
Backwards.
Like, just hilarious. Like, absolutely
like
hilarious.
Like he's trying to get off.
So there's a couple
on
of...
the camel backwards. Love it.
And Sasha with Snoop.
Sasha with Snoop at 32 was awesome. Yeah. I had a lot of those as well, but Seth Rollins at 33, he had the torch.
The fire,
He lit the whole ramp way up. That was pretty cool. Kane at 21, where he was in the...
is that the ladder match?
Ladder match, yeah. And he all the ladders got set on fire.
Yeah.
Edge last year, when he was still with Judgment Day and just rising up through the flames on like a big... kind of Judgment Day style throne.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. Bad Bunny, 37, came in the truck. I know you're not a big bad. And just the classic one for me, WrestleMania 13, Steve Austin, where
the glass
actually shattered on cue.
Yeah, I've got that as well on my list, glass breaking. So that was,
a fantastic rabbit hole to go down there.
Oh, it was so fun. I watched like 4 30-minute videos. It was great.
Well, that is it for our show this week. We're going to be back next week. We'll break down everything that happened at WrestleMania, and more importantly, almost the Raw after WrestleMania, which is always fun. No doubt we're in store for a few surprises. Plus, we'll have all the latest news and another 3-count draft. Thank you for joining us, Benny.
Thank you very much, Dylan. WrestleMania, here we go.
Everyone, enjoy WrestleMania weekend, and we'll see you next time on the 3-count podcast.
Bye.